Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
I'm Kirsten Kendrick. This week, we're bringing our reporting project, KNKX Connects, to Tacoma. As part of that focus, we'll be talking to the Speaker-designate of the State House, Representative Lori Jenkins of Tacoma. I talked with retired Speaker, Representative Frank Chopp of Seattle. Chopp is the longest-serving Speaker in Washington history. He stepped down from the post earlier this year, but will be staying in the legislature. When I sat down with Chopp to talk about his time as Speaker, I learned something interesting.
But I've always nervous about public speaking, which is part of the reason why I rarely presided in this session on the floor.
That's right. The longtime Speaker of the House doesn't like public speaking. But he told me he used that to his advantage.
I had other people do that. And by the way, they did a pretty good job. So I could focus in on organizing various projects and programs. So we had a good team, leadership team. So that's part of the job as an organizer. You get lots of people to be leaders in order to, for us as a team to go forward.
What are your proudest accomplishments as Speaker?
Well, I think the first one is keeping the majority for 20 years, because without power, you have nothing in the legislative arena. And so consequently, because of that majority, we were able to pass Apple Health for all kids so that all the kids in the state of Washington, up to, I think it's 98%, are covered with health care, half of which are on free state of Washington funding for free health care. That was extremely important because our kids deserve to be healthy and ready to learn when they go to school. I also passed on the opposite end of the age scale, as we passed significant legislation providing home care for elderly and people with disabilities. And I feel very strongly about that because it's a direct service to the people that is a major priority for people throughout the state. And that's very important. So I can go on. How many hours you got?
Exactly. Well, you've been credited with having a statewide point of view. Why is that important in the job of Speaker?
Well, the theme that we adopted 20 years ago was working together for One Washington. The original idea for it was by Representative Bill Grant from Walla Walla, who is a strong Democrat. He was a wheat farmer in Walla Walla, and when we looked at different themes for our caucus back 20 years ago, when he got to that thing, he said, that's it. Because that it epitomizes that we care about issues and people throughout the entire state, not just one part of the state.
Are there any moments that are just crystallized in your mind, special memories you have that you'll carry with you?
Oh, there's a lot. I probably should write a book. but I think one of the ones that's most recent and is most relevant to people now is we just passed the Workforce Education Investment. This is the significant increase in financial aid from the state of Washington for young people going to college, actually people of all ages going to college. So up to basically 100% of the area of median income, people are going to get financial aid. And if your family is below 50% of the area median income, it's free. So it's really free college tuition for those who need it the most. Very proud about that because we built a coalition. I came up with the idea actually 5 years ago, but in the legislative arena, you got to have everything line up,
right?
Including the timing, the majorities, the votes, the idea. It all just crystallized and came together at 4:30 in the morning on the last day of this last session where we got it through the Senate 25-24. That vote, which took me 5 years to get done, is going to make a major difference for the people of the state of Washington.
You will still be in the legislature under new Speaker, Representative Lori Jenkins of Tacoma. What do you feel are the most pressing issues for Washingtonians right now that the legislature must address?
Well, it's an area, a couple of areas are ones that Lori has been directly involved in, so that helps. The first one that comes to mind is behavioral health. We've done a lot over the years to pass things like mental health parity. And I sponsored a bill. First one I've actually prime sponsor was to create a new behavioral teaching hospital at the University of Washington. So that area of behavioral health is extremely important. There are people dying on the streets, and we got to stop that. And there's a lot of things we could do, a lot of good things we've already done to catch up to the need there. But I look forward to working with Lori and a lot of other members to actually really significantly address that in a positive way. So that's one of the priorities, not just for me, but for the people of the state of Washington.
Well, Representative Chopp, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Former Speaker of the Washington State House, Frank Chopp. Our Connects coverage continues as Ed Ronco talks with new speaker Lori Jenkins of Tacoma as KNKX Connects to Tacoma. You can find all our Connect stories at knkx.org/connects.